Several months back, we were able to serve a pregnant client who was struggling with her boyfriend, the father of the baby. Their relationship had deteriorated to the point where he decided not to accompany her to the hospital for the birth. Shortly after their baby was born, she stopped connecting with us. We continued to pray for her. Just recently, she stopped in to see us with her baby. She had some care cash left over from her prenatal classes, and she wanted to use it. We were really glad to see her, and we noticed that she looked different. She told us she recently became a believer and shared on and on about how the Lord has been taking care of her and providing for her and her baby. She even launched a small business that she's trying to grow, and she repeatedly spoke about her gratitude to God for all of her blessings. It was such a joy to speak of the goodness of God with this client. She signed up for the parenting side of our classes, and we are thankful to be able to be in regular contact with her again so we can help her with her parenting skills and encourage her in her new faith. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says, "May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance." That's what seems to be happening in the life of this precious client, and it is reflected in her countenance and in her actions. Friends, in the midst of this Advent season, at the end of a trying year, we can pray these words as a simple, powerful request for ourselves and for others, that the Lord would direct our hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. We have all been created for Him.